So the German study suggests that the U.S. government's claim that ecstasy causes devastating, irreversible brain damage was a dramatic exaggeration of the risk.
Ricarte published a finding indicating a massive, almost a near total in some brain areas, 50 to 85%, a massive loss of the serotonin marker. And the Germans, instead of finding this massive loss, they reported just the slightest, 4 to 5% change. But still, I would suggest that the public should hold off on final judgment on this question. We only have one study, the German study, that we put some faith in. I would like to see the German results replicated.
But if I hear you correctly on the first Ricarte study, you just think it's plain bad science.
Yes. But you'd have to ask Ricarte, why did he make those statements?
ABC News did ask Dr. Ricarte many times for a television interview to discuss his work, and he never responded to our requests.